Police getting out and about to meet the public. Our roundup of emergency services this edition starts off with the chance to meet police and ask questions. Maldon Town Police Team are hosting a series of Let's Talk events in the Maldon District, allowing residents to get to know some of the police officers and staff protecting them. The team will also be offering crime prevention advice and giving everyone the possibility of taking part in a crime prevention survey. The events: Wednesday, July the 17th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, Ground Coffee House, High Street, Burnham. Thursday, July the 25th, Dementia Cafe, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, St. Cuthbert's Catholic Church, Burnham. Saturday, July the 27th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, Bits and Bobs Tea Room, Southminster. Tuesday, July the 30th, 10 a.m. to noon, Community in a Cup, Maldon United Reformed Church. A Freedom of Information request to Essex Police has revealed that 33 XL bullies have been destroyed by the force this year following the ban, a rise from just 13 in 2023. In addition to this, 74 XL bullies were seized under investigation by the force in the first 6 months of this year, a rise from 29 in 2023. The figures have been released by Essex Police following the introduction of the ban, which meant the breed could not be owned without an exemption certificate from February the 1st this year. Police have appealed for witnesses to help them with investigations over shoplifting and assault at Tesco's Marks Farm store in Braintree. Officers were alerted at around 4 p.m. on May the 2nd after a woman was stopped by a security guard with goods she had not paid for. They have now circulated a CCTV image of the woman they would like the public to identify. Essex Police have seen 29 people charged with a total of 79 shoplifting offences in the past fortnight. Two were also charged with assaulting retail workers in the latest phase of the current shop thefts clampdown.